Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
In a weekend of first Indiana football, Tom Allen, he saw his first Big Ten victory in his first year as coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. 24-14 at Illinois. The Hoosiers knew going into this game they had to win out, so they needed to start three one-game winning streaks, and they did so in Champaign on Saturday, as Coach Allen told us after the game.
It's huge for us, you know, obviously. You know, you just want to, you know, play well. You want your kids to be rewarded for all their hard work when they've done everything we've asked them to do. And we just needed to execute in key situations and be able to finish this one off by doing that. So really, really proud of our guys.
Coach Allen told us earlier in the season, takeaways come in bunches, and they couldn't have found a better time to find a bunch of them last Saturday.
We had a pick six that we just gave, you know, we just dropped it, you know, and he'd have walked in the end zone, but dropped another one. But, you know, we got three takeaways, so we're going to focus on that. And those allowed us to finish the game. You know, if you look at what they've done, they've always finished games with scoring to cut leads. They've had a bunch of onside kicks they've been kicking. They've been in all their games. And so we knew it wasn't going to be easy, you know. So, but you just got to compete to the bitter end, and 60-minute battle in this league, and it's winning on the road is hard. So we're very, very excited about that, and we knew we had to get this one, and we did.
Indiana's offense was balanced, rushing for almost 150 yards, passing for almost 300. That pleased the coach.
We rushed for 140 yards, you know, which is, I'd like for it to be a little more than that, but that's a good, strong foundation there, and threw the ball well, and just thought that our guys executed. We just got to be able to, you know, a couple of things here and there could have allowed us to extend some things, but, you know, you get in these situations, and the key is you have more points than they do, and that's what you're able to do.
It's one down and two to go as Rutgers comes to town for Senior Day on Saturday, a noon kickoff. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Congratulations to Coach Archie Miller on his first win as IU head basketball coach. Indiana defeats Howard 86-77 last night. Here are Coach's thoughts on his first victory.
Well, good win for our team. First time out there on the floor playing against some different types of defenses. So it's our first opportunity to go against, you know, whether it was matchup or zone. You know, I think it took us a while to massage the game, but I thought we did some good things by, you know, getting it down low. And there was a lot of unselfish passing and plays, I think, in the game that resembled what we want to be about. You know, we take that as a positive. Obviously, with a couple guys going down with injuries, had some young guys playing a lot of minutes, so it's good to get that experience for them. And, you know, I think Justin had a decent night. Also think Al continues to show, and got to get Clifton in there a little bit more now, too, with our front court trouble. But all in all, good basketball game for us to win. You know, anytime you have an experience like we had on Friday night that was really tough to take, you know, you question your confidence, you start to question your togetherness, you start to question some things. So quick turnaround, be able to get up off the mat, come back and get a win is good. And now we quick turnaround to get to Seton Hall.
The front court injuries Coach Miller was referring to, Colin Hartman missed his second consecutive game with a groin injury, and Juwan Morgan turned an ankle in the first 5 minutes and didn't return. Sophomore Deron Davis led the Hoosiers with 17. 15 of those points came after halftime. Freshman Al Durham and Justin Smith each chipped in with 16. Smith added 12 boards for his first ever double-double. Josh Newkirk passed out 7 assists. And Robert Johnson joined him in the backcourt with 14 points, a solid effort from senior guards. The quick turnaround takes the Hoosiers to New Jersey on Wednesday night for the Gavitt Games, a 6:30 tip-off with nationally ranked Seton Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.